Saturday morning with Jack Tame and Still Shop.
We've got this new section called Screen Time, where we try and offer you a few tidbits, a few ideas if you're searching for something to watch during the week. And Tara Ward is in charge of this segment. A very good morning to you, Tara.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for giving us your time with this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Are you're volunteering at the library today, are you?
Oh, I just work at the library every now and then, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, hopefully we're not disturbing too many people this morning. You've got a couple of different offerings for us. We're going to start off today with the return of Will and Grace.
Yes, Will and Grace. This is really exciting news. It's been 11 years since Will and Grace finished, and it's a sitcom about the relationship between gay lawyer Will and his straight best friend Grace, and they have rebooted it for a new 16-episode season. It's just begun filming in the States, and we're not sure of the exact date that it will hit New Zealand screens. It's scheduled to film screen sometime in the US in autumn,
okay.
TVNZ have indicated that it will be on our screens as soon as possible after it shows in the States.
That's cool. You know, it's funny, the thing about Will and Grace is that when it was on air, I remember it was like a little bit racy when it first started. Having an openly gay character was a little bit racy. And in the years that followed, I actually recall Barack Obama shouting out Will and Grace and saying, you know what, that program actually did a lot to change stereotypes in the United States.
Yeah, it was quite groundbreaking when it first screened, and there's kind of always a bit of nerves around when you bring back a much-loved show like Will and Grace, but there's a trailer that you can see on TVNZ On Demand, and they've reunited the cast, and it is as funny as it ever was. So they've still got it,
cool.
And I'm looking forward to it coming back soon.
Yeah, that's great. Also out on Lightbox, you have a Scandinavian drama for us called, and I'm hoping I get this right, George Scott?
Yes, I'm not entirely sure of the pronunciation, but we'll go with that. Yes, it's the latest Scandinavian drama to hit Lightbox this week. It's a mystery thriller coming out from Sweden. And it centres on a detective named Eva, whose daughter went missing 7 years ago. And when Eva returns for her father's funeral, she becomes involved in a similar case of another disappearance of a child who went missing in similar circumstances.
Mm.
It's full of intrigue. It's a little bit different to some of the other Scandinavian dramas that people might have seen. It's got quite a lot of supernatural elements in it, but it does still have all that hallmark Scandi-noir kind of tone to it. It's a real slow burn. And it's perfect for winter. It's very moody and dark and tense. And if people are fans of shows like The Killing or Bergen or Midnight Sun, then they will definitely love binging on George Scott.
Yeah, I love that. That sounds really cool. I mean, if you're into those Scandinavian dramas when they're sort of dark and brooding and the light is all interesting, those they can be really enjoyable. We also have, in a completely different vein, Love Island sailing into TVNZ 2 this week.
We're going and from one extreme to the other. Love Island is a reality show. It's gone crazy in the UK, a real cultural phenomenon. It's been on TVNZ On Demand for several weeks where it's been really, really popular. So they've put it on free to air. It started last Monday. The premises, they've taken a bunch of gorgeous 20-somethings, thrown them into a Spanish villa and asked them to couple up. The last couple standing wins £50,000. it's got kind of a big, an early Big Brother vibe. It's a little bit of The Bachelor, a little bit of Married at First Sight. It's very frivolous, very fun. You can't take it seriously at all. And best of all, they find true love. So it's incredibly heartwarming, Jack.
Yeah. I mean, the term tasteless is thrown around a lot these days. But no, here's the thing. It'll rate its pants off.
Oh,
so
it will.
To speak.
It's been so popular. It will save your life. Give it a try, Jack.
Oh, maybe I will. Thank you so much, Tara. We will let you get back to the library. There'll be a few readers or researchers this morning who are feeling a little bit startled. They probably weren't expecting to hear about Love Island this morning. We'll catch you again soon.
Exactly. Thanks very much, Jack.
That is Tara Ward for us this morning with Screen Time. We'll put all her recommendations on newstalkzb.co.nz.